Well, basically, Thug on the Line is different from Thug Mentality because, for one, it's you know what I'm saying, Thug Mentality was a double CD. You know what I'm saying? I got less featured artists on the second album, you know what I'm saying, because I just wanted to come in and do it myself, banging on it out. Got my Thug Line artists on there representing. And, man, y'all can disrespect originality, you know what I'm saying? It's something different every time from Crazy Bone. My favorite tracks on Thug on the Line is one of my groups, the Night Riders. You know what I'm saying? Song I got featuring Tiffany called Talk to Myself. Song I got called Gemini. Song Boyfriend, Girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, but they off the hook and all. And all the guest appearances on my album, just my artists from Thug Line. I got Kamon, Asu, Larice, Gunslingers of the Night Riders. And as far as like other guests, I got Khalees, Sade, and Tiffany. And I also got on my album Big Badass Boss off the hook. You know what I'm saying? She come back from a, she been going off the scene for a while, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't like she fell off when she left, you know what I'm saying? She chose to step down from the game for a minute for whatever reason. So she back trying to get her working on Thug Line, and it's going down. Well, man, I first got into the movies, you know what I'm saying? Well, I first started thinking about Ghetto Cowboy back when I done the song Ghetto Cowboy. It was a single, you know what I'm saying? It was like number one on MTV. In the video, I always wanted to make a movie out the whole song, period. So I just stuck with it and found the connections to make that happen. And it really ain't no different. I mean, I really can't tell the difference now, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't, like, really been in the movie yet. But just from what I'm hearing, I'm knowing that it's way different from the music thing. Man, I come up with my songs. The way I come up with my songs and my beats, basically I just take beats from other producers, you know what I'm saying? I ain't producing a long time, but I'm going to try to get back into that. It was a lot of inspirations, you know what I'm saying, that I had for, like, doing my music. Just all the old school artists, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, the Isley Brothers, to Run DMC, LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? Just music, period. I'm just a music head. Man, the best advice I can get to, like, unsigned artists is to, just keep trying. Just keep trying hard, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get screwed your first couple times around trying, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to stay with it because this game is raw, you know what I'm saying? You just got to stick with it because, man, you never know what can happen. You never know what can happen. And as far as demos, you know what I'm saying? It's like, to me, it's best not to let everybody hear everything you got on your demo because you know, you never know who a thief. Oh, yeah, I talk to Flesh and Bone all the time, you know what I'm saying? I haven't wrote him lately, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you be on the phone with him, whatever. He doing all right. He just maintaining right now, you know what I'm saying? But we make sure we keep in touch with him so he know what's going on out here and so we know what's going on with him in there. Bottom line.